Oh, it was great. I missed being out there going through the grind with the guys. I'm in a great mood after going out to practice, hitting somebody. I'm happy. I'm back in my zone. So I'm pumped for this week. Can't wait. Sunday can't be here quick enough. So.
Were you able to pick up anything or observe anything by having to watch from sidelines, or is that
It's a different perspective. I'm not really the cheerleader type guy, the rah-rah guy. I'll get pumped up, but it's different being on the sideline watching. Like, I like to be out there grinding, getting after people, getting my teammates pumped up, I really enjoy being, that role that I have with my team, so.
Kitchkin said that one of the areas that he thought after the self-scout that offensively you guys were doing well was the run game. What do you think's been the key to that success early this year?
I think just really, just really dissecting everything, getting down to the details, and really just putting the work. The run game, it doesn't come overnight. It's not something you have one day and you don't have it's something that you got to work, you got to put in the work, you got to earn it every day. You got to sacrifice. You got to really. It's not easy. And I think we've gotten it going a lot better early on this year. The future is still, out there. But I'm excited. So.
You mentioned the grind. How hard is it to after break away from that grind and kind of step back into it? Being so physical in the trenches, how hard is it to get back into that grind as you mentioned at your position?
Having 2 weeks off, it's like I'm gonna go out there and I'm just gonna give everything I got, it takes a few days to get back going again, because we go so hard and fast in practice, and we really do believe we're the fastest, line. We come off the ball, the most violent, and we really emphasize that. So it might take me a couple of days to adjust, but I'm mentally there, so.